Eat my pagan ass, bitches.
Eat it!
Now!
I just gotta stick this rod in the hole over here.
Ouch!
Bend over.
We're just having fun, people.
Eat it!
Now!
Hey, hookers, it's Lucky Licious.
And Karma Kickass.
This is Eat My Pagan Ass, episode numero nuevo.
Number nine's
a fantastic number. I can't wait. Anyway, we got some things lined up for you today on this fantastic episode, including the debut of Badass Pagan Theater. With your stars, Carmen and Lucky, and a host of other whacked out characters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And in this first production of Badass Pagan Theater, we are going to portray for you the story of the Flood, as told through the authors at Chick Publications, which is a well-known Christian Bible tract. You know, those little comics that people pass out on the subway trains and street corners. And they've always, you know, they feature these, you know, Christians who always have these bright halos of light around them. And then the non-believers.
Everybody else looks evil.
Right. They always look frustrated. And they're always grinding their teeth and just angry. And everything they say is angry and written in bold. And then at the end, they always go to hell. And you see, like, the fires of hell with the demons who are torturing them and whatever.
They look the same as the non.
There's only they only have two endings. They either accept Jesus at the end
or
they don't.
Hell.
And they go to hell.
That's it. So those are the only two options. So it's always the same at the end.
So, yeah, I found one of these while I was getting on the train home yesterday and picked it up. And what intrigued me about it, not only is it a Chick comic, it's like my favorite thing. What?
Why are you getting so much into the thing?
I don't know. Okay, fine, whatever.
Fuck them. Just give them a little. All right, so we don't get sued. Chick Publications, and that's it. The fuck? You're going to spend the whole hour talking about where you found it, how it was printed,
so we'll do that
how
later.
They grind the ink. We figured, being that it's been like raining so much here in New York, and I assume other places, torrential rains, this was very timely that Lucky found this thing about Noah.
Lucky's feeling a little autistic lately. I'm just like staring off in the void and I'm like, rawr, rawr. What's wrong?
That's what I do.
Where's my mojo? What happened? That's what you do.
I just stare off into the void and go, am I alive?
Listen, throughout the podcast you might hear a little rumble, but that's because we're sitting next to a window and we're getting a very wonderful summer breeze. And you can hear, maybe you'll hear the wind chimes out on the fire escape.
Even
and you
the,
can hear the birds.
Even the rain earlier. Oh, I love it. Those rainstorms. They're not little showers. They're
no,
like
we have
heavy-duty rainstorms. They're great.
Yeah.
They're great.
I mean, downpour, lightning, thunder.
Yeah.
Unusual.
I love it. It is unusual.
Day after day lately.
Mm-hmm. Night after night.
Whatever.
All right, well, let's get on to our...
Well, that's been the inspiration for a lot of things. And in fact, over the week, I did some research on rain gods, rain deities. And, you know, all traditions, almost all cultures have gods or goddesses that that represent the force of storm and rain. And rain has different, you know, there are different kinds of rain. There's gentle rains, you know, then there's like torrential downpour.
Right.
And then it's just very interesting stuff.
We should do a ritual during one of these rainstorms.
Well,
like a cleansing ritual or something.
Well, I wonder why it's raining so much. I know
global
that
global warming. No, let me stop. You knew I was gonna throw that.
I knew you were. Well, you know, because my boyfriend and I always get into arguments about he doesn't believe in global warming. I don't know. Where do you stand on that?
I believe in it, but not enough to have a convincing argument. I do believe in it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think we
And I do believe, I mean, the Earth has always changed temperature and climate and all that, yes, but I think it's going at a rapid pace. Uh-huh. I don't know.
It seems like, how do we know, right?
But, yeah, how would I know? I've been here like 30 years, so. So how, you know, how would,
times
you know.
Times two.
Three.
Well, what just really gets me is people, you know, I was having this conversation the other day with my aunt. She's like, well, you know, this happens every time. It's just a natural part of the Earth cycle. But I say, yeah, it is, but it usually takes a lot longer to happen. And what happens when you get a buildup of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere? Did we talk about this already? I think we did.
I don't know.
We talked about this. How the plant life increases because it feeds off the carbon dioxide, and that in turn, like, so it sucks up the carbon dioxide. It's like the lungs of the planet. The rainforests clean the air. They keep the air content balanced for life. But we're chopping down millions of acres of, you know, rainforest
right.
every
when,
year.
You know, like what you're saying is true. The rainforest is the lungs of the earth. So why are they bulldozing it down?
And you talking about grammar.
What?
The rainforests is...
Oh, the rainforest is. Well, we have more than one rainforest. Rainforests are the lungs of the earth. So don't you remember when we went away and we were in the airplane and we looked down? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
When we were coming into...
When we were leaving from Kennedy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was gross. It looked like a giant toilet bowl with all these... Oh, it was so disgusting.
Tiny house after tiny house after tiny house and streets. And
not even that. It was just the water. Everything was brown and dirty.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the wind.
Hi, wind.
Hi, wind.
The wind is podcasting today.
It was nasty. Anyway.
Well, you know, the ancient priests used to drink, like, when we went down to Mexico and we read up on Quetzalcoatl, who is mm-hmm. also like the winged serpent, and he has some associations with rain also, and wind, of course. And they would drink their magic chocolate drink
mm-hmm.
and then sit up on the promontories and listen to the wind. So maybe the wind is saying something during this podcast.
No, it wasn't the chocolate. It was beans, and they would listen to
frijoles.
Let me stop.
Damn, I had some frijoles. Remember when we ate Mexican food last Sunday?
Yeah.
We went out and I ate that big bean burrito because I'm all vegetarian now.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. That was. What happened? Tell the listeners what happened.
Do you really want me to say?
I don't care. You tell them everything else about me. It's true. I think I have more gas than most people.
Damn.
And I'm probably largely responsible for global warming myself.
By myself. I was, oh my God, when it was like, and I was stuck in the back seat. I was like, I had to stick my head out the window like a dog. You ever see these dogs that have their heads out the window? Oh my God.
And I had just gotten done making a comment that, you know, because I'm vegetarian, my farts don't smell. Because it's not, I don't have like rotten meat clotting up my
colon. Well, you got rotten beans in there, brother.
It was pretty nasty.
I think people that eat fruit have a sweeter sweat and perspiration, and they're the ones that don't.
So if I drank more fruit juice and ate more fruit, I would think so. You'd be willing to smell my fart.
No.
And you know what's really funny? I've never come across like sacred farting. Farting is a sacred ritual, except in cases where you talk about the power of humor and laughter. You know, like there's the trickster
toilet
god.
Humor.
Yeah, Loki. Do you know the story about Loki and how the gods had killed a giantess's father, and in revenge she stormed Asgard and was ready to slaughter everybody? But Loki, the trickster jokester god, did a series of practical jokes that just made her laugh, like, including tying a goat to his testicles. That's
hilarious.
But hey, man, don't knock it till you tried it. Whenever, you know, you're in front of a rough crowd.
How did he tie the goat to the testicle? Was it back to the front or? It depends on how the goat was positioned.
Yeah, well, I think the goat was pulled. He was like hanging. I don't know. Like he hung the goat from his balls or something.
Get what I'm saying?
I don't get it at all. What are you talking? I never get your jokes until after I listen to the podcast. Then I'm like, damn, Carmen's funny. Why don't I pick up on that?
Because my humor is subtle.
It is subtle.
Like a train wreck.
Or I'm just blunt.
I wanted to know, how was the goat positioned
No. It was a rope. Specifically, he used a rope.
Oh, all right, all right.
And that made Scotty laugh, and she therefore decided not to kill all the gods and instead agreed to marriage. But then they swindled. She was supposed to marry. She wanted to marry Balder because he was hot.
Didn't happen.
And they set up a contest. And they said, okay, well, because, you know, Odin had other plans for his son, Balder. So he said,
Is that where they get the word balderdash from?
Balderdash? No, it's different.
Oh, okay.
I think so. But
you didn't get it again.
I'm too literal and I'm square lately. I am becoming very cowan. Have you heard this word? You know, you say the word muggle, but there's an actual word that witches use, as Wiccans specifically use, to describe a non-Wiccan, just like the Jews have the Gentiles and the Goys. Mm-hmm. I think it's more like Goy. I think it's
Goy.
Yeah. And it's cowan.
That's more of a...
Or Cohen. I don't know how to pronounce it.
How do you spell it?
C-O-W-A-N. Yeah,
I've seen the word, but I didn't know that's what it meant.
Leif Schimmer. You know Leif Schimmer on LiveJournal?
Mm-hmm.
He is just... He's an awesome guy. He's very intellectual, and he's very into, like, just everything. Like, I love reading his LiveJournal because he's very cultural. You know what I mean? Mm. Like,
and you always learn something from...
He's talking about books or films or anything, cool. Like essays. He's always going on, and it always has relevance to, like, either paganism or gay spirituality. So I really enjoy reading his life journal. But anyway, I saw the word there in his journal, and I've forgotten about that word. I heard it
before.
And
that's what it means. It means like gringo.
Gringo, yeah.
Or Yankee.
Honky.
Stuff like that.
Right.
And you cowin, you.
Cowin. Uninitiated.
That's not ignoramus. Politically correct. Somebody's going to complain that we've been, you know.
Spreading new words.
Yeah, you know.
To divide people.
The C word.
The C word. Cowan.
You cowan!
Well, remember that girl who wrote us whose parents were like into like astrology? They were two Aries and she was a Scorpio.
Yeah.
I bet they were like, you can't date him. He's a cowan. Oh, yeah, Dee Dee. That's who it was. Dee Dee.
That's possible.
But anyway, what was I saying? I don't even remember now.
I don't know. We go off into tangents.
Fuck ever. I lost it. I do have ADD.
All right.
ADD.
Well, let's go into Badass Pagan Theater.
Badass Pagan Theater. All right. Oh, yeah. It's time for some Badass Pagan Theater with Carmen Kickass and Ducky Vicious.
It's time for Badass Pagan Theater now. It's time for Badass Pagan Theater now with Carmen Kickass and Ducky Vicious now.
You know it's going to be good with that Carmen Kickass and Lucky Licious. Dang. Tonight's episode,
it's coming.
The story of the flood.
Evacuations are underway. Officials fear massive mudslides if the rain doesn't let up. In other news, trees were overturned as wind flew torrential rain downpour into other neighboring neighborhoods. Traffic has been
Bob, this must be the worst storm in history.
No, Jason. Noah's flood was far, far worse.
Oh, you and that crazy flood. My cousin is still mad at you, what you said. Oh, she wants to meet with you.
Okay, come on over.
Everybody knows that this planet is billions of years old. Wait until I get through with this Bob guy. I'll tear him to pieces.
I'm glad you made it.
Is that Bob?
Yeah, yes.
Bob, why did you tell my cousin that the Earth is only 6,000 years old?
Because it's true and it's been proven.
No, Bob. You're a little mixed up. You need help. I want you to listen to me, because I'm taking college courses. And my professor, who has a PhD and teaches life sciences, has blown the Bible to shreds. Let me tell you about that flood, Bob. My professor said it's just a local legend, the local flood story. When people's idea of God got bigger, so did their flood. It's a mythology, man.
Local floods don't put seashells on the tops of mountains, Janet. Your professor deliberately sidestepped Noah's flood because it destroys his beliefs.
Then tell us about the flood, Bob. When did it come?
Who cares?
44,000 years ago, God destroyed this world with water. God was sorry he had created man, because sin had corrupted the entire human race.
Right. What do we want?
Abortions!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Abortions!
When do we want it?
Now!
Abort!
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 Abort the fetus!
Abort the fetus now!
Abort it now!
Abort!
Gay marriage! Alright!
Only Noah alone walked with God. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Noah, this is God. You sure do have a pretty mouth. Now suck my dick, or you're gonna drown.
Noah was one of the greatest men who ever lived, and God told him of the coming judgment.
You better suck it better than that bitch, or I'm gonna drown your whole family.
God told Noah to build the ark and gave him exact dimensions. The ark was to be built of gopher and wood covered with pitch within and without. Pitch was like the tar we used to cover our houses and roofing. It was to protect the ark from God's coming storm. It was to contain 3 decks and many rooms. It looked like a giant cargo ship.
You like my giant cargo ship, Noah? Yeah.
The ark would save Noah, his family, and the animals God had chosen. God told Noah that the end of all flesh was to come.
My flesh is coming. Oh yeah, watch out for that flood. Here it comes. I'm gonna come.
He would destroy the people with the earth.
He was going to destroy Mother Earth?
There is no Mother Earth, Janet. God created the earth. It's his. He owns it, and he owns everything in it. And if God wants to destroy it, he'll destroy it with his righteous anger, and he did! Before the flood, people who lived in cities and farms were highly intelligent. They had achieved a high level of civilization in all manner of arts and sciences, but their hearts were filthy. And they hated God.
We hate you.
We hate you.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Stink. Stinky
bitch.
Pig bitch. Pig.
Stop touching my cocaine.
Skanky whore.
When God created the earth in 6 days, he divided the waters and placed a giant canopy of water around it on day 2. The canopy shielded the planet from the sun's harmful rays and created a hothouse effect. Before the flood, weather conditions were perfect and people lived to be 900 years old.
In my day, we didn't have to worry about no stinking Jehoshaphat touching ourselves in the private parts. What's the world come to?
Noah began constructing the ark. He became the focus of terrible ridicule. The people called him insane, but it didn't stop him.
Hey, Noah, you're insane.
Great crowds watched him, sneered and joked.
Crazy!
You stupid motherfucker.
Where are they coming from? He's
Look
nuts.
At him. He's taking it up.
That's just dumb.
Oh, my God.
You're retarded. Hey, Noah, you're stupid.
You're stupid.
Did he swallow?
Various kinds of young land dinosaurs were among the animals that entered this huge ship. It was big enough to haul 50,000 animals with room to spare. God called Noah and his family into the ark.
Get in the ark, bitches. Now!
And once inside, God shut the door. And the world rumbled.
Please, God, I'll suck your dick.
Cities collapsed as the ground split open, shooting torrents of water from the fountains of the deep into the atmosphere. At the same time, the great canopy of ice and water above the earth burst apart, bringing rain in 40 days and 40 nights. Tidal waves rocked the earth, tearing out enormous canyons. The huge plates beneath the planet's surface shattered, creating mountains. Whirlpools sucked animals, trees, and people under the water. The world was ruined and completely covered with water, yet the Ark survived this horrible onslaught.
Hey, is it just me, or are we stuck, fucking each other on this boat here? Because, I don't see anybody else around.
After 40 days, the storm ceased. Billions of dead creatures became trapped beneath millions of tons of rock and mud. Huge layers of sediment were formed. The skeletal remains of these creatures became the fossils we find today. Noah and his family were saved, and God promised never to destroy the earth again by water.
The next time,
it will be by fire! 2,000 years ago, God, the Son, left heaven and came to this world. His name was Jesus Christ. It was he who created the earth and brought the flood.
That's right. I got sick of fucking 900-year-old Noah. So I incarnated as a human being, and I fucked myself silly. I mean, I fucked myself. It was good, too. I was into all kinds of crazy S&M shit. I didn't know it until I was in it. Stuck myself up on a cross. It was hot shit.
The Lord Jesus Christ told us that as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in his second coming. He warned of God's future judgment, unlike anything ever seen before.
My professors lied to me?
Jesus' purpose on his first visit was to become a human sacrifice and shed his precious blood for our sins. He died, was buried, and arose from the dead. 40 days later, he ascended into heaven, but he is coming again to take vengeance on all those who reject him. Janet, Jesus loves you. You still have time to receive him as your Savior and Lord. Janet, it's evolution or Jesus. What is your choice?
Lord Jesus, save me. I've been so wicked. Please forgive me and come to my heart. I don't want to go to hell.
For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
The end. Oh my God. So Janet, it didn't take much for her to convince her, huh?
She came on so strong and right? So sure, and then she just mm-hmm. caved right in. Mm-hmm. And did you see those arguments? They were completely
retarded. They were so lame. And now all of a sudden they're talking about dinosaurs. Whenever I saw pictures of the Ark,
yeah,
I wonder who was there taking those pictures.
God, of course. He could do anything.
It was a Kodak moment. Mm-hmm. But those pictures, I always see elephants.
Yeah.
I see giraffes. I see little squirrels.
Right.
But well, now all of a sudden they're talking about dinosaurs.
There's pterodactyls. Did you see the little person riding on the brontosaurus?
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
You know?
Whatever.
So,
I'm surprised I didn't see a unicorn in there.
I saw a cyclops.
You did? Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that cracked me up. The little piece when they showed the sinners of the world. Mm-hmm. They have like all these
freaks.
So
they're trying to say, this is Hitler talking. Anybody that's not like perfectly formed is evil.
Right.
Look at these people. They're all fucked up. Bald people, fat people.
People with three eyes.
Yeah.
He got a ring through his nose. That's a drag queen.
Well, hey there, hi there, hello there, ladies. It's me again, Wanda Wisdom.
Those are two gay guys kissing in the back. Of course he's bad.
Let's see.
And they have a knife.
Any Hispanics in there? No.
No, but they have an Arab.
Oh, they're all Hispanic.
they got an Arab and a Catholic. See that guy with his
tonsure?
How do you
know he's a Catholic? This dude, yeah.
They're evil, too.
They're all evil. But they're all ugly and fucked up. And,
I know, except for the drag queen. She's pretty fierce.
She's not bad. And look at Noah. He's looking all fierce. But doesn't he look a little gay to you?
He does look very gay.
Looks like one of those biker guys.
Yep, he does.
Right?
He's got a perfectly coiffed hairdo.
All he needs is the motorcycle hat.
A beard, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, this guy here, what's his name?
Noah?
Bob. Bob. Bob is the Christian. He is, look how gay he is. He has that little
They're
mustache.
They're all gay. Did you hear his voice? Wow. Oh my God.
I love this picture here of God with blueprints for the ark, and he's teaching Noah.
Like Noah knew about blueprints.
How to build it.
Oh my God. That's such a lame story.
But at least the earth is round in their picture. I thought they believed the earth was flat back then.
Well, it was round this way, but it wasn't three-dimensional round.
Oh, it was just a flat disc.
Yeah, and this thing about the canopy.
Yeah.
In my Jehovah's Witness days, I learned that the earth was just earth. It was
no water.
A globe of dirt, you know. Yeah. And the water was the sky. And it was this big, huge canopy of water that surrounded us and provided the perfect climate. And the whole earth was tropical.
Hmm. I wonder where they got that from. Do you think they got that from the world serpent? You heard the idea.
Well, like, I didn't stick around long enough to find out.
Oh, no. Well, I'm sure they wouldn't like. They
probably stole it from somewhere else.
Like everything else they did.
Yeah.
You know, like the whole Jesus resurrection thing.
Right.
That's pagan.
That it's all pagan. You know? It all stems from pagan mythology.
Whatever.
The picture of the Madonna and the child. That's Isis and Horus.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm.
You could be right.
That could be like the. That looks like a Ouroboros.
Because look, it even looks like he's got his tail in his mouth.
Right.
That,
mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Could be.
And then also the Norse had a myth too of the Midgard serpent who circled the earth basically.
Could be.
And that when he shakes, that's the end of the world. You know. Anyway, yeah. See this guy? He's on the brunt. He's like Land of the Lost here.
Check him out. He's waving.
And he's wearing a T-shirt.
What does it say? Team Noah. No.
God.
No, it doesn't say anything. But yeah, he's wearing a T-shirt.
He's so dumb. But the city looks fierce, huh? Babylonia? That looks like a fierce city.
No, I think that's more Egypt.
And do you think that's a drag queen again? Are they like homos?
Yeah,
look
at them.
He's got an earring in his ear, and they've got a pagan fire.
And look at that weird ass idol. Whatever that is.
It's like a cat. They hate cats. Christians hate cats.
That's because it's a...
feminine?
It's a pagan symbol. So anything pagan either is evil or hateful or, a no-no.
No-no.
Big no-nos.
Well, we hoped you enjoyed this first episode of Badass Pagan Theater.
Pagan Theater.
Next week... maybe we'll do something else. In the meantime, this is going to be a short episode, I think. Why don't we get on to some
listener because we're going to go to the movies.
That's right. Later for you people. We got shit to do. What are we going to see? Lady in the Water.
Yeah.
Lady in the Water.
All this water. Rain. Uh-huh. No. What's going on?
Maybe we're just dirty. We need to take a bath.
All this water stuff.
Maybe everyone should do a water ritual. Isn't... Oh, well, that was Midsummer. That's a water ritual. The fire in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Fire in
Go
the water.
Go to Jones Beach, and they do a ritual out there. It's nice.
Yeah.
But I couldn't go because it was raining.
It was. It has just been raining and raining.
Yeah,
raining.
A lot, and not just little showers.
It's raining. It's pouring. It's raining. It's boring. The Christians are boring. That's mean. I don't mean to be all intolerant, but you know, lately just my skin has gotten a little thin when it comes to tolerating hatred from other religious groups, and especially
the
ones that target me.
But you should be intolerant against hatred.
I am, and
not hate the sin, not the sinner, as they say.
Let's turn it back on them, right?
Yeah.
I don't hate you. I hate your religion. Yeah, but you know what though? Religion is so personal.
I don't hate their religion either. It's just I don't like the outcome of some people's interpretation of the religion. You know, I don't care what you are, but it's how you twist it that makes me nuts. That's what makes me crazy.
Mm.
When people take something that, and it's not even a religion. Let's say you and I go to the movies. I love the movie, you hate it. It wasn't that the movie was bad, it's our interpretation of the movie. And they do the same thing with religion.
I guess so, but if you go to see a movie where they burn fags and witches and say that that's a great thing, then isn't that
a little
different?
Can't say it's a great thing, but you can say it was a great movie.
And then if someone likes...
Because it happened, just like 9/11. I'm not going to go see that movie. It happens, so I can't say it's a bad movie. I just don't like the material.
But if it were a movie about the terrorists and how great, you know, that it idolizes the terrorists and their philosophy, and they're the heroes of the film.
Well, isn't then, that what happened with what was that? What was that movie? The one with the mask.
Oh, yeah. V. That was awesome.
Right. So wasn't that about a terrorist?
I guess so. Yeah.
All right. See what I mean?
I guess it's all relative.
It's all crazy. It's all there's no black and white. There's a lot of gray area in there, and you just don't know. And that's why I don't like to. I say I don't like to. It doesn't. I don't mean that I don't do it, but I don't like to judge or hate this one or that one for their beliefs. I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know why they came to that conclusion.
Like on Saturday Night Live, they're always like, "Death to America! Death to America!" It was actually offending me today. It's kind of funny, but then I'm like, you know, if I were Arabic, I'd be really offended. You know, they're wearing like dark brown. Have you seen the skit that they do on Saturday Night Live?
It's happened to everybody. Hello.
I know it happens to everybody, but
where have you been? Where have you been?
I live in a little ivory
tower.
Try
being black for a few weeks. Try that.
What's it, Uranus? Is that the idealistic planet?
Aquarius, which is ruled by Uranus, is the altruistic.
Right. So I have this vision of perfect world, and I don't know. I guess I would live in it too much. Get over it, Lucky.
Yeah, because I mean, somebody's always going to be persecuted.
That's funny.
That's the way it is. Now it's their turn. When the Irish were here, oh my God, they had it so bad. There were two roads.
Yeah.
One was for everybody else. And I'm not kidding. This is the truth. One was for everybody else. And the other road was for dogs and the Irish. Everybody has had it bad. Everybody. The Italians. You know, forget that. You know.
Yeah, I heard a comment the other day that... We're talking about Rudy Giuliani maybe running for president. And
I'm scared. That guy's a dictator if I ever saw him.
He looks like Hitler.
I mean, he's good. I mean, he thinks he's like, you can't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
He's too much of a good thing,
yeah,
you know.
Right.
Although I have to say I really admire the way he handled the 9/11 crisis. But that also has to do with the newspapers and how they painted him.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, they could have made him look like an asshole, but they didn't do that. But from what I heard and what I know and what I experienced, I think he did a fantastic job.
Yeah. Well, they made Mark Green look like an asshole. Remember? Because that was election day. That was the Democratic primary something.
So, I don't know.
But what
anyway.
But what I was going to say is someone made the comment like, oh, he'll never be president.
He's Italian. Right.
I was like, what?
That's right.
People still think that way about an Italian? So we'll never have a black or a
he's Italian.
Female.
He's Italian and Catholic. Hello? He left his wife. Hello? He has a bad chance because of that.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
You got to be a WASP or something close to it, you know?
You have to be a member of the
ruling
man. Plutocracy, the aristocracy of America.
Mm-hmm.
That's why today when I was out walking on the street, I signed a petition to get some socialists on the ballot. Because while I may not, I don't know. What?
Oh my God, why don't you just run?
Why don't I run?
You're so idealistic. You remind me of like a young Che Guevara.
I wish I had a motorcycle.
Oh, God.
Whatever.
Did you see that movie?
No, I want to.
It's very good.
Tell everyone the movie you're talking about.
It's called Motorcycle Diaries.
Yeah.
And it's based on the diaries of Che Guevara, who is a Cuban revolutionary. Him and Fidel Castro were responsible for the Cuban Revolution. Okay, with that said, this is about when he was a young boy, a young man, I should say, him and his friend, I forgot his friend's name, took
Ramon.
A motorcycle ride from Buenos Aires to, I think, Peru. They just rode all along South America. And all the things that he saw along the way, all the injustices, brought him to the point of him becoming a revolutionary and wanted to take back Latin America for the Latin Americans. Ooh. Very good movie.
Yeah.
Very good movie.
Who had Latin America before then?
America! The United States Imperialists! that's why they can't stand us. That's because they've always had a stronghold on on Latin America.
We were talking about Cuba. Remember, you have a fascination with Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever read A People's History of the United States? He talks a lot about the American occupation of Cuba and how, like, Dole... No, that was Hawaii. But still, like, they
Chiquita
had all...
Chiquita Banana.
Yeah, they had, all the corporations mm-hmm. were in Cuba.
Right,
and then,
right.
That was so interesting.
And Castro's like, get the fuck out! This is our country, our island nation. Get out! And, they did. They got out.
They had no choice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, that's good.
I believe, this is just my own personal opinion, but I believe one of the reasons that Fidel Castro has remained in power for so long with such opposition is because he believes in Santeria, and he uses Santeria to help him. And a lot of times I would see him in having interviews, and all he would do is blow the cigar smoke. And cigar smoke is a big part of Santero religion. So I really, and he didn't want any Catholicism in Cuba, but he allowed Santeria. Hmm. If I wanted to go to Cuba today, I could go if I was going there to become a Santera, if I was going there to get my initiation.
To get made.
To get made, yeah. So I believe that. I believe that's one of the reasons.
No, well, that's not the first time I've heard that theory. I've heard other people say that.
I've never read it anywhere, but that's just what I think.
I think it's a common thought, you know, for people who wonder how could that man still be there after everything
this
country has done.
All this opposition, and they're trying to kill him, and they can't kill him.
He's untouchable.
And the assassins. It's crazy. Even when he took oath or whatever it was that he did to get into office, a white dove. Now, I don't know if this was staged or what, but a white dove flew in through the window and landed on his shoulder, like it was a good omen. And this is supposed to be
like the reverse of what happens with the Pope. Remember when the Pope tried to throw a dove out the window and it flew back in?
He's like, I ain't going.
I miss John Paul.
Oh my God.
He was, you know, I felt safe with him. He was like,
now they
feeble
have
and
Nazi.
Frail, and
now they have this
yeah,
Nazi.
You build me, Kazakh. Yeah,
I'll
you build
me. Saying. Oh my God!
A Pope is a Nazi.
Oh my God!
All
right. So let's read some
listener emails.
Let's see who do you want to start off with.
Our friends, of course. Right. Let's talk to our friends first. Hi, friends. Hi, everyone. Hi, loyal listeners. We love you.
W Thunderwing.
Thunderwing. He's my hero of the week.
He's our friend.
Tell people about Thunderwing.
Oh, he's making a website for
us. He's making a website. In like episode number one, we put it out there that we're both morons when it comes to technology. It's a wonder that we even get the podcast out there. And we said if anyone out there who has any technical skills had any interest in donating their services to building a kick-ass website for our podcast, we would greatly appreciate it. Of course, we couldn't pay them, but we said we only want the best. And it looks like we got it. We got a nice guy up in Canuck country. He's half human, half moose, like every other Canadian. And I love moose. Moose? Meese?
Mice?
Mooses. Moose eye. Moose eye.
What does he say here?
He's building a website for us.
Oh, we read this one already.
No, did we?
I remember this. There, he said, find me if you dare. Yeah.
Oh, okay. No.
All right, well, anyway, we're not going to read it.
Anyway, well, we wanted to talk about you because we wanted to say thank you, Thunderwing.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Thunderwing.
www.eatmypaganass.tk is the, he's going to host it for free. And it's still in working form. He's building the forum right now so people can sign up and create accounts and it's all free and you can post and there are different things, but it's not open yet, so don't go there. You know, just look at it, but don't sign up yet.
Yeah, you can check it out.
We're going to build a home page, a landing page. That's just the forms he's got up right now. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, God, we even got a whip. Ooh, it was
Thunderwing. Cool. Thunderwing.
And then we got Dee Dee over here.
Dee 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 Dee
Dee. And she says,
hey, hookers.
Okay, so now I have to write and tell you that I don't just love listening to you. I heart love you too, TWO. I love the reaction that I got when you read that I have two Aries parents.
I know, that's, you know, power struggle, maybe.
I have been told that a Scorpio child is a karma child. Is that something that you have heard, Miss Carmen? To be honest with you, Dee Dee, no. I've never heard that.
I have.
You have?
Yeah, yeah, no, I have. Because, you know, Scorpio is all Pluto, remember? It's like,
No. Well, I don't mean no, like, no. I mean, no, that's not what I've heard. Oh. I heard Saturn is the planet of karma. Hmm. Oh. And any aspects that you have to Saturn could be karmic. Like if you have, like if my Saturn is on your Venus, that would mean that we have a past love life relationship together or something. Ooh. Yeah. And most of the times, Saturn aspects of the nodes are karmic. That definitely is karmic. Okay. So, guess what? I just got a new astrology software. Oh. I got it yesterday.
Oh, good.
And I downloaded it. And I was so happy. It's a good one. It's Solar Fire, which is a real good one.
I think I've heard of that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay, let's see. What else does she say?
So Carmen can do astrological readings for people as well as tarot readings, right?
I've heard you riff on people's charts. Now that I have my software,
yeah,
you know, it's cool. Like my friend, she does like quickie readings real fast.
Quickie.
Yeah. She just types in the information.
$5.
The thing comes right up, and she does it. It's great. I'm not that good. She's fantastic.
$5. I tell you sun sign.
$5. Sucky, sucky. $5.
$5. I tell you sun sign. $10. I tell you moon sign. $15. I give you rising sign, and I tell you more.
I give you rising sign.
$25. Right. I let you fuck me.
Maybe you.
Was that it?
Oh, yeah, she said a little bit more.
I'm affordable.
I have told a few people about you, too, and they are very interested in hearing what I have been talking about. Oh, lucky, if someone has a cell, it is free if you have the right plan. So, if you have a cell phone, people could call you and leave voicemails for you, too. As long as they call at the right time, it will be included in the plan.
Right, right.
But as for paying a toll to leave a message for the dynamic duo... Abso-fucking-lutely.
All right.
If you like other podcasts, you should listen to Drink to We're Funny out of Chicago. Love them. Okay.
All right, we'll check them out.
We'll check them out, too.
Yeah, she was talking because last time we mentioned I want to set up a phone number, and we were just doing that. And I don't know. It's just weird the way Skype has it. Like, you can't really pick your own number. You have to pick a number that Skype has already. And it's...
So can't they friend you on Skype?
They can friend us on Skype, and that's the best way to do it right now. I think most of you have, you know, decent connection speeds. Just download Skype, S-K-Y-P-E. It's a free program, and you could friend us. I'm Luckylicious.
Right.
And you're...
And Carmen Kickass.
Carmen
underscore. Underscore Kickass.
Kickass.
And it's Skype, S-K-Y-P-E.com. And then just go through it. Download the software, and then... us.
You could ring us. You hit the call button, and then it'll ring us, and you can leave us a voicemail there, and we can play your voicemail.
And we can play your voicemail back. That'll be fun.
I still might get the phone number, but it's just a call.
Yeah, we'll just see. Who else do we have?
So thanks, Dee Dee. Dee 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 Dee. Oh.
Oh, Fluffy.
Fluffy.
I love Fluffy.
I was listening to the podcast last week, and you said, oh, he's cute, and I said, well, I'm not going to say anything about that, and I think, like, maybe it could have come out wrong. I think he's cute, too, but I also, he seems young. I don't know how old he is. He seems young.
He's so cute!
I know he's cute, but, like, and I also don't want to, like, he's not gay, you know? I've seen his picture of his girlfriend.
Yeah,
he's
but if I saw a girl and
but
she's
I do think
pretty,
you're cute, Fluffy, okay?
Just, I could say she's pretty.
That's all I'm saying. I ain't saying I want you or nothing. I'm just saying you're cute and funny.
But who said?
Who said what?
That you wanted him.
I'm just...
It's just a comment.
It's a hang-up I have. I'm paranoid. I'm a gay man. Anytime you give... But you know how many times if you say anything nice to a straight man, they automatically take it the wrong way?
Yeah, but you weren't talking...
I understand Fluffy's a different breed of person. He's evolved and whatever. But I'm just saying. God, can't I just say?
All right, wait a minute. Oh, he's cute.
He's fucking hot. I want to lick his balls.
See, now that's wrong. That's what you don't say.
Oh.
That's what you don't say. Like, there's nothing wrong with admiring somebody.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I'm walking down the street and I'll see somebody and she's wearing like a nice outfit,
uh-huh,
or I like her shoes or whatever.
Right.
I'll go up to her and I'll say, excuse me, where did you buy that dress? Where'd you get those shoes? That's the wind again.
Hello,
wind. It only means that I appreciate her and what she's wearing. It's not I'm coming on to her. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's different though. Women talk, they have a culture of talking to each other and they love to get compliments spontaneously.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a woman saying a guy is cute and then you saying, yeah. But then you have to take it further to talk about licking balls and all this shit. But no.
I'm a dog, you know.
Don't get over that. There's nothing wrong with saying somebody's good looking.
Okay. So from now on, this will be my spiritual practice.
It depends on how you say it. It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Mm-hmm. I guess so, yeah. There's more to communication than just, I'm trying to block the wind over here. Anyway, so what does our loyal fluffiness...
All right, my man Fluffy.
Fluffy Duffy.
Oh, no, now look what he talks
about. because we talked about the last...
This is too funny.
Rebel Prince last episode got really pissed off that we told a guy that since he's Jewish, he shouldn't go get circumcised, and Rebel Prince doesn't believe in circumcision, so this is what Fluffy has to say
about
that.
Where does this random listener get out talking about my little friend? I don't care about it being cut. It's just been with me my whole life, and it would look weird to me any other way. But I don't like people talking about my dick when I'm not present. It's weird, man. Talking about your own dick, damn it. Love your badass mother pagans. Your loyal Fluffykins.
Oh.
Okay. No, we weren't talking about your dick, Fluffy.
We weren't.
No.
Well, we did a little. Anyway, so we're doing it again. So Fluffy likes that.
All right, let's change the subject.
I didn't tell you about this, but I have an email that we got just like yesterday.
Why?
Well, I thought we could. It's kind of funny. So.
What is it?
It's from Lady Venus Rihanna.
Venus Rihanna?
Yes.
What kind of freaking name is that?
I don't know. She says she's a high priestess of something called Rowan Grove in Toronto,
it should
Canada.
Be Cowan Grove.
Cowan Grove.
Wait, that's a name? Lady Venus
that's
Rihanna?
That's what it says here. That's
that
what she
is
calls
so
herself.
Fluffy paganish.
All right, well.
All right, go ahead. Read this.
Don't be hating yet. You don't even know what I'm saying, but you get
I've
it.
Been in the hater
You're psychic.
Lane.
You get it. You know what I'm about to say here. Dear Carmen and Lucky, I've been listening to your podcast, and let me start on a positive note. Okay,
so you're going to start on a positive note. That sounds like, can we talk?
By saying that I think it's a good thing that pagans are podcasting. There are many good pagan podcasts out there, but I wanted to give a piece of friendly advice.
Oh, no.
I think you and Carmen should hone up on real Wicca, because that is the real driving force of goddess worship today, and the eclectic stuff you and Carmen tend to talk about owes its heritage to Wicca's founder, Gerald Gardner.
What is she talking about?
Wait, let me go on. People listening to your podcast might get the wrong idea about what paganism means, and I'm just concerned that you could be giving Wicca a bad name. Also, wait. Also, you should probably not swear as much or focus so much on sex, especially the sex, because that's not all we do. I still love your show and hope that you won't take my comments personally. Blessed be, Lady Venus Rihanna, High Priestess, Rowan Grove, Toronto, Canada. So what do you think about that, Miss Carmen?
This is so lame.
That can't be serious. She's retarded.
All right, first of all, Venus Rihanna.
But let's assume, okay,
she's obviously like a new Wiccan high priestess.
Why? What makes you think
her
that?
Name? Venus Rihanna. That's like, you know how you have names like Brittany and Courtney?
Yeah.
And they were like generational?
Right, right.
Venus Rihanna. She's probably been a so-called high priestess for like 5 years.
5 days.
Right? And then what'd she say about...
First of all, she says we're giving Wicca a bad name. This isn't called Eat My Wiccan Ass, first of all.
This is my pagan, exactly. Pagan ass, this,
right.
This is not a Wiccan show. And we've made it clear that we're not Wiccan.
Right.
You know? Fuck her.
Do your own podcast, and if people...
Yeah,
you know,
really, do your...
We make no claims, and we say up front we are not experts about anything, so if we say anything, people are welcome to question it and are encouraged to question it. Yeah. We encourage free thinking and criticism, so...
Okay, now wait. The eclectic stuff you and Carmen tend to talk about owes its heritage to Wicca's founder, Gerald Gardner. All right, but that's Wiccan. You're like this... You're comparing Wicca...
What's that noise? Is it a plane?
It sounds like a plane.
It's a plane.
That's the plane.
All right, anyway.
That's like having a Jewish podcast and saying...
A Jewish podcast?
Such a thing should happen.
Oi.
And then saying, you owe it to the Christian founder, Jesus Christ. Like, we're not Wiccan, we're pagan.
Right. Right.
And this is not a serious podcast either. This is, we're just fucking around.
We're just having fun, people.
Yeah, get off my lawn. It's like, I come over here and we put this podcast together. We don't even know what we're going to do. We just talk and hopefully we'll make a few of you laugh. But I don't want people like Lady Venus Rihanna over here thinking that we're expounding the truths of paganism. No, we're not. Right. I mean, we talk about things. We talk about different gods and ritual, but it's a mishmash of everything. Just like our belief is a mishmash of everything. So,
well said, Carmen.
I just hope that we're not offending you. Because
who cares? You know what I say to Lady Venus? You know what I say? Eat my pagan ass! Bitch.
No.
Get over yourself, honey. That was not friendly advice at all. You clearly are mistaken, all right? And Gerald Gardner, don't even get me started about him.
Gerald Gardner was some, like, sex fiend who wanted to see naked women. And,
that's right.
You know.
All
and Wicca only started in 1954 or something
whatever,
like that.
Right, right.
This is not... people tend to think that Wicca is an ancient...
Unbroken...
No, lineage...
Pre-Christian...
That might, no, it's not.
No.
So, I have news for you, Miss Lady Venus.
Newsflash. Wicca was just created in 1953. It's a made-up religion. It draws its inspiration from other religions,
and
like the Masons.
It's pagan with a name.
Right.
I mean, I call myself a pagan because I feel that it's everything. But if I wanted to call myself an egg worshiper, I could because, well, you know, huevos. But you know what I mean?
Right.
And then you have people
we do owe
like,
a lot to Gerald Gardner, you know. He was just another rich guy.
He got us out.
You know.
I owe more to people like Aleister Crowley and... Alfred Waite and
Dion Fortune.
And Dion Fortune and people like that, and that Gerald Gardner. He just wanted to see pussy, that's all. You know, get laid.
Did you ever read his
right?
laws? We should do that.
All
one
those
day.
Laws.
We'll do the laws of the Wicca or the high law, whatever he calls it.
Yeah. I still have my notes.
And he was homophobic.
Yeah, that's another
And he was
thing.
Sexist.
He just wanted to get laid. He didn't have no other way to do it, and he decided to get a whole bunch of horny pagans together. So, call it Wicca.
But you know. I think the strength of the movement and the fact that Wicca is one of the largest, fastest growing religions in the world. You know, yeah, okay. You got to honor the fact that the guy started the thing and he was also, you know, into publicity, I think. You know, not as much as Alexander's was, but who took Gardnerianism and, like, you know, changed it around. Yeah.
Which is another Wiccan sect.
Right.
For you people out there.
Wicca is not paganism. Wicca is a form of paganism. It's a subset of paganism.
It's a specific type of belief. Wiccans have their own...
A very specific religion, specific laws, specific rituals, specific holidays, specific gods and goddesses that they deal with. You know,
the way we practice it, it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Wicca is a specific game you play with specific...
Rules
and all that. Whereas... Some of my stuff is taken from Wicca, but from other
That's not to say we don't like Wicca. I like Wicca.
No, I like Wicca.
You know, I was trained Wiccan.
Yeah, so was I. So.
And I dig it, you know. Mm-hmm. Although, I have to say...
I think Wicca's too soft. What do I mean? It's too soft. It's not deep enough. It doesn't cover like the mysteries like I like to get into.
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying?
Although, I think maybe that's more about just the Wiccans that you've been with. Because
I've never read anything heavy from... it's not profound enough for me. It's just a bunch of bullshit. I don't know. And it's... Crafts! Let's make dollies! Let's... what is this? I don't want to fucking make corn dollies. I want to, you know...
Well, I bet Lady Venus knows an awful lot about all the mysteries. And...
You know, maybe she can you know, write us and tell us about a little bit more.
Hey, speaking of Wicca, mysteries and holidays, we got one coming up.
Yeah, Lunasa, Lammas.
Lammas, Lunasa. Depending on
that's like my favorite holiday. It's my favorite Sabbath.
Like around August 1st. And it's hopefully this podcast will come out before then. Mm. And it's the first harvest. It's the first of three harvests at the end of the year. You've got Lunasa, Mabon, and then Samhain are the three harvests.
Right.
So August, September, and October.
The seeds that you plant in Samhain are the ones
Beltane.
That...
Set Samhain.
Beltane, that's right. I'm sorry. Right. is what...
Maybe we should listen to Lady Venus more. Yeah, no, it's time to harvest all the fruits of your efforts. I don't know.
You know, going back... Wait, I just want to say one more thing. I think Wicca is good for people who want to worship the goddess without being overly dramatic the way I like to. Wicca is nice. You acknowledge. You don't have to know the ins and the outs of the. You don't have to know the mysteries of the universe. You know, you just do it, and you're happy. You have fun, and you celebrate, and you have company with your friends. That's the beauty of Wicca. Wicca is just a nice, you know. Oh, everything is great. Let's get together. So, you know, for those of you who enjoy that kind of thing, that's great. You know, I don't like driving the car. I like to know how the motor runs. You know, that's just me, you know.
Because you're like a pagan lesbian.
I'm not a lesbian.
No, but you're like a pagan lesbian.
How's that?
That you like to get into the mechanics of things.
What do you mean? I like to look inside and see what's going on inside before.
I like to know why
things happen, why the universe is the way it is and all this crazy shit. But Wicca is like, they're kind of saying, don't you worry about that stuff. Just enjoy yourself. Enjoy the holidays. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not holidays, they're Sabbaths. The changing of the season. And it makes you aware of the earth around you. You know, so it's nice in that respect.
Yeah.
You know.
So, yeah, no, it's we ain't knocking Wicca. But we just say we're knocking Lady Venus, actually.
Right.
She needs to get over herself.
Oh, man.
Hey, listen, did you see that?
You should probably not swear so much. What?
Fuck, 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 fuck. Cunt, cunt, cunt. Shit, shit, shit. Ass, ass.
You're so stupid. What's that? Oh, yeah. What is that? Where'd you get that?
This is the painting that Freya Aswin did for me.
Oh, nice.
Using my natal chart.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a lion and a scorpion over there. And she's got a little runic glyph on here that she made. And this is the sun. It's just beautiful. So this
I like
is
that.
Yeah, it was.
I like the way she made the horoscope, the wheel, the sun.
Isn't that neat?
That's cool.
So she does do this for anyone out there. I think she charges like $125. That's it for this.
And that's not bad.
That includes shipping.
Oh, and it's signed.
Yep.
That's nice.
Include shipping, and it takes her just a few days to put it together. And you just
but
have
you
to.
You need your chart.
Well, you can. Yeah, you have to email your birth data to her, so you have to know when and where you were born and what time.
Yeah.
And if anyone is interested in this, it's beautiful. You can email her at Freya Aswin at eatmypaganass.com. No, Freya FreyaAswyn at hotmail.com. Freya Aswin at hotmail.com, and tell her that you heard about it through Eat My Pagan Ass podcast. They're really awesome. I'm gonna have one done for.
Does she know astrology too?
Oh yeah, she's a big astrology buff.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, her friend. She and her friend Julia Waters talk an awful lot, who's also a great astrologer, talk a lot about this stuff. She's really into it.
Interesting. This is nice.
Is gazing at it.
Yes,
I
am.
She's being hypnotized.
I'm getting all his secrets.
I love the
colors.
You
shouldn't let just any old body look at your chart.
I know.
All right.
That's why we're asking everyone to send us their birth information so we can put spells on them and hit them at their weak points and convert them.
I know where you're most vulnerable.
I know. In my ass.
Well, the show's in there.
You have to tell me because I don't know. I don't really. I have like a beginner's understanding of astrology, you know.
Yeah.
Somewhat. I know certain things. I know a little bit about what the houses mean. I know a little bit about what the planets mean and how they interact, but it gets very complicated very quickly.
It does. I mean, You have to know where the planet is, where the ruler is, what aspects, what house. Ugh, I mean, there's so many things that you got to put together.
Yeah. Hey,
astrology is not that easy.
Guess who we got an email from?
Who?
Wanda Wisdom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
Well, first she wants you to do a tarot reading for her. So hopefully she'll get back in touch with you about that. I don't know if she wants to do it on this show or if she wants you to do it on her show. I hope she wants you to do it on her show because that would be cool because she has a huge audience. But then she asked us to make a promo for her. But
so
I emailed the promo to her and I said the word cock in it. Maybe she can't say cock now that she's
off. About roosters.
That's right. We were.
This is a farm show. This is a show about farms. You mentioned a goat before. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Right? We're talking
That's
about
right.
goats, cocks.
Get my goat.
It's all in there.
So, Wanda, we look forward to you playing that on the podcast. We're very excited. I can't wait to hear it.
Wandita!
Wandita Gordita.
Oh, wait a minute.
What?
Before we go on.
Oh, yes.
The last episode, I said something, and then I thought about what I said, and I just want to clarify it.
You thought?
Yeah, could you imagine?
Wow. Ooh.
So, what I said was... being a pagan has made me a better person. And that's not exactly true. Pagan philosophy and the things I've learned through my paganism is what's made me a better person. I don't want to come off like, oh, I'm Italian, so I'm better than you are. That's not what I meant. What I meant was through my studies and reading and listening to other people and checking out other beliefs has made me what I am, and that's why I'm a better person.
Hmm.
So I wanted to clarify that part.
Yeah. Well,
being a pagan does not make you a better person. I know a lot of stupid pagans.
A lot.
So,
and
you
they
know.
Stink.
Mm-hmm. And they look like those pictures in the comic.
Oh, snap. Well, remember that the teaching of paganism is the answer is within you and that you
came out of me, right?
Right.
Like if I didn't believe like you read something, you either accept it or you don't. And
right.
All the things that I've read, I've accepted, and the stuff that I didn't, I've cast aside.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, I just wanted to clarify that I'm not saying that pagans are better than other people. That's not what I meant.
Right.
I meant that I became a better person.
You know, I'm curious. So far, just about everyone who's emailed us or who listens to our podcast isn't pagan. Did you notice that? Like, they never come out and say, I'm a pagan and I like your show. Like, some of them are like, I don't even like religious shows. I don't even like religion, but I like your show because it's funny. So we were Carmen and I were talking today. We're like, I think that's an interesting phenomenon.
Yeah.
But I'm also worried. Are we getting boring? Are we talking too much about serious shit?
Well, I think that people would tell us, you know.
That's true.
They would say, oh, stop already.
God, stop preaching. Because we know. I've heard you preach. I've heard you preach.
I have?
Mm-hmm. I see a soapbox over there in the corner.
Oh, shit. I thought I put that away.
You should wash with it every once in a while, you know.
The soap
box. Inside of it.
Oh.
That's why I gave it to you.
Oh, I thought it was for me to preach.
No.
You should have just came right on and told me.
No. Okay. Though, wouldn't that be a fun podcast one day if you and I... You know how, like... That would be
shower?
So much fun. No. Well, yeah. We'll do a shower scene one day, but... There's always, like, these Christians preaching on the subway. We should just one day go out there and start preaching. I know, like, the
oh
big...
Oh, my God.
You know, like, the big thing is, okay, pagans never proselytize. We never... Like, this is the current thinking here.
Mm-hmm.
We don't go out to convert anybody. It's a very passive religion in terms of how people come to it.
That's true.
People always stumble into it and find
right.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it... Whatever.
Word of mouth.
But why don't we go out there and just, you know...
The goddess,
the goddess
is coming!
The goddess is coming! And,
repent!
Yeah. Well,
don't repent because the goddess is here!
You know, we could preach all
why
the,
do we do
the
that?
Tenets, you know, like, don't... Guilt is a fake, you know...
Emotion.
It's a trap that men in power have built for you to trick you to feel guilty about pleasure, and, you know, we are born to this earth to experience joy and to revel in the senses.
That's right.
Just, like, preach like that.
All right, you know, all right, now I'm going to use... Christianity for my own purposes.
Right.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you're saying is true, because according to the Christian faith, If Earth wasn't such a great place, why would the angels want to come down here and be mortal to experience pleasure and all that?
Oh, well, what's right? this? You talking about the Nephilim or?
All of them.
Those angels who came down and fucked women and got them knocked up?
Oh, well, that was in the Bible itself.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Yeah, the giants. But even like in movies and this and that and just general folklore and mythology, angels always want to come to Earth. So if Earth is such a guilt-ridden place,
right.
you know, they must know something we don't.
I think Earth is a beautiful place.
It is a beautiful place.
I just look out that window, look at the trees.
People always ask me, what is the purpose of life?
I don't know, what is it? That's a big question.
To have a good time, to enjoy your, to feel your skin, your senses, to smell, to feel, to eat, to, you know, have sex, all that stuff. It's we're here to experience
and to
the
eat
earth,
pizza.
The earth plane.
Pizza. That's why I came here.
I'm not sure.
I've been going to the gym.
I know.
All right, that's it. Let's wrap this up. Let's get out of here. Let's go see.
How long have we been on?
Lady in the Water. It's going to be about another hour. I thought we'd be short today, but it's going to be about an hour.
All right, that's cool.
Okay, happy hookers. Have a good Lammas. If we don't
Bye.
Do another podcast before then, we're going to do maybe a Lammas ritual or something next episode. You know what I did want to ask? And I want all of you to email in out there. We want to do an episode about magic spells specifically. So send us in. I didn't tell Carmen yet, but.
Yeah.
Send us in an email telling us about like your most significant experience with a spell. Like, tell us about a spell you did that worked. What you did, it's like a let's get a recipe cookbook going for our fans out there, and all of you can listen. So tell us about a spell you did, what went into it, how you did it, and what the outcome was.
Let's talk about spells, baby. Let's talk about you and me.
Let's talk about all the good things
and the bad things that we need.
That's right.
Let's talk about it. Okay, so yeah, that would be cool.
So send in your spells and stories to eatmypaganass@gmail.com.
And then we can give them a llama spell or a llama, something to do for llamas.
Llamas.
That'd be nice.
That's about llamas, right?
Hmm?
Llamas.
It's about llamas. See, we've been talking about goats, llamas, cock. I mean, I don't know what Wanda's problem is.
If that's what it is.
Let's talk about spells.
Okay, baby. Hookers.
Bye!
Luckylicious.
And Carmen, kick ass.
We love you.
Love you.
Bless the bee, Lady Venus.